This is WLRN Sunday Breakfast with the Arts, creative conversations from South Florida and beyond. I'm Caroline Brader Watts. An amazing piece of history resides on Peanut Island in Palm Beach County. It's the John F. Kennedy Bunker, a shelter built amidst the chaos of the Cuban Missile Crisis in the early 1960s. The bunker was refurbished in the early 2000s, but has since fallen into disrepair and has been threatened with closure. A team of architects, preservationists, and fundraisers have come together to try and save this property. I recently spoke about the bunker with one of the members of this team, architect Rick Gonzalez.
There are several parts to the project. There's the JFK bunker and then the two Coast Guard buildings, the old boathouse, and then the main Coast Guard station. The bunker, of course, as we know, is from early 1960s, and the two Coast Guard buildings are from 100 years ago, 1916.
Talk about the significance of the bunker. Why is it important that we preserve this?
I'm the current vice chair of the Florida Historical Commission, and I'm the immediate past president of the Florida Trust for Historic Preservation. Most of the projects that we review in Florida tend to be of a local or state significance. Very, very few get to that, you know, special category of a national standard, like Mar-a-Lago, for example, in Palm Beach, or the Flagler Museum, you know, buildings of that nature. So imagine my excitement when I first heard about this assignment from Lily and Billy and was able to do a little research, and I said, you know what, there are two significant things about the bunker. What I love the most about preservation is that preservation in the United States looks at not only at the architecture of the building and the period of the building. In other words, it has to be at least 50 years old and has to have either a significant architect or a significant contractor or significant methods of construction. But it also looks at something that's very, very special. And I don't think a lot of other places do this. The United States looks at, is the place associated with a person of interest, of significance, number one. And number two, did anything of significance occur at that place? And here, I get goosebumps because here, the bunker, you can check those two with a triple check, right? John F. Kennedy was here. His family's been here over the years. I understand Ethel gave tours of the bunkers for many, many years from Palm Beach, riding over in the yacht over to Peanut Island. So it's associated with one of our great American presidents. And number two, and I'm a Cuban-American, I think you knew that too, is it's associated with the Cuban Missile Crisis of 1962.
It's something that even in our modern world, with all the horrors we deal with, we don't, you know, young people have never gone through that, right? They've never gone through that fear of, wow, there may be an atomic bomb coming minute.
I remember as a young student growing up in Miami, I lived in the Rhodes sections of Miami, and I went to St. Peter and Paul School. I remember vividly to this day, you know, the drills to, you know, get underneath the desk and the alarms going off in the early 60s and mid-60s, you know, and dealing with that. So that memory of 50 years ago is still fresh in my mind. And you're right, the times have changed so drastically, and yet here is this iconic structure with this immense amount of national history in it, and we've got to make it shine.
The Port of Palm Beach Commissioners will meet on June 18th to determine the fate of the Kennedy Bunker. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at Arts Radio. For WLRN, I'm Caroline Brader Watts.